You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cook Unity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cook Unity, affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in the supermarket, you can still buy vegetables at very low prices, but the vast majority of these do not come from Ireland. In fact, field vegetable production in this country has dropped precipitously in the last 25 years by 85%. There are just 60 of them left. Kenneth Keevy is CEO of Green Earth Organics. Afternoon, Kenneth.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you doing?
So tell us, you know, most people would know that below cost selling was banned, but that doesn't apply to vegetables.
Yeah, it's kind of a caveat. There is a law there preventing below cost selling for grocery items, so all your processed foods, but astoundingly fresh produce such as vegetables and milk and certain other produce are excluded from that law and can be sold below the cost of production.
Okay, so presumably the cost of production in Ireland and the cost of production in other countries doesn't favour the Irish producer.
Yeah, well, I think, Sean, you know, that you've hit the nail on the head there. I mean, it's very difficult to compete. The vast majority of the cost, certainly in the, and I can only speak for my own industry, in the vegetable or the horticulture production is labour. And you know, when you compare the cost of labour from Ireland to other countries where it's a lot cheaper, it's very, very difficult to compete with certainly maybe some labour practices that are questionable as well in certain countries, you know.
Yeah. So in Ireland, as far as you know, and as you know, there's only around 60 producers of field vegetables left. Are any of those selling to the supermarkets, or are the supermarkets just buying exclusively from outside the country?
No, I mean, to be fair, any of those producers are all supplying generally. They'd all be supplying into probably into a third party distributor and then into the supermarket as a result. But they would all be supplying. But I think the point that you made there at the beginning is the fact that there used to be so much more, and now, you know, less than 1% of the land in Ireland is given over to vegetable production, which is astounding. I think the EU average is somewhere in the region of 12.5%, you know. So in reality, back in our granddad's days when everybody was kind of growing vegetables, that's just changed completely.
And why is that?
Well, I think there's a variety of different reasons, but I mean the biggest factor is the pricing, really. And I mean, over the last 10 or 15 years, there's been a drive by supermarkets to drive down the cost price that's paid to producers. And as a result, there's very little fat left in the system. So you have a situation where the cost of production has been going up consistently. Labor costs are going up. Everybody knows energy costs, fuel costs, fertilizer costs. And the cost being paid to suppliers has been going down. So it doesn't take long before those two sums just don't add up anymore.
Yeah.
And that's been compounded by, you know, the continuous loss leading by supermarkets. And it's just something, I guess, as a producer as well. I mean, because it's a kind of a vocation in itself, producing and growing. It's not really a 9-to-5 type of thing. And it's just a little bit on the side of demoralizing to see, you know, produce that you've spent quite an effort to produce to be sold for less than the cost of production. When really, you know, well, certainly my feeling on it, fresh, healthy produce is something that should be celebrated rather than used to kind of get consumers in the door, which is what it seems to be, is like a tactic to bring people in.
And of course, growing vegetables is seasonal. There's a time at which the vegetables are there ready to be sold. So do you have an alternative then, or not you in particular, but vegetable producers in general in this country, when, you know, they've harvested their whatever, is there someplace else they can sell their vegetables, or are they kind of held over a barrel by the multiples?
Well, I think, you know, I mean, seasonality is definitely like you have a season for tomatoes and you have a season for broccoli. Once that's done, the Irish season is done and there's no point looking for Irish tomatoes in December. It's just not going to happen without a huge investment, you know. So, but whilst produce is in season, I mean, certainly there should be, and I think it is sourced from Ireland, but then it's the compounding associated situation where you've got like, you know, if you've got Irish broccoli and imported broccoli and the imported broccoli is half the price of Irish broccoli, you know, how is that going to, you know, what are people going to choose? I think, and thankfully, I think the consumer has been a lot more judicious in their choices recently. And hopefully that's forcing the supermarket's hands to adjust in how they, you know, how they treat the Irish producer, because people are going for the Irish and maybe willing to pay that bit more of a premium for it over the imported produce, which is a very good thing, I think.
Yeah. Is there any future or is it viable to sell directly to consumers?
Well, I mean, that's our business. I mean, I guess, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we used to supply supermarkets and we stopped doing that for a whole variety of reasons that I maybe won't get into here or I'd be on for a while. But, you know, I just felt that, you know, one day to the next, getting orders cancelled and just things being demanded and this, that and the other, I just had enough and wanted to take back some control. So, you know, our business model is to supply direct to the consumer and we're very thankful to have a very loyal and consistent following with the people that support our farm and the other farms that sell into us as well. I mean, it's not just the produce off our farm. So, I mean, that is an aspect that can be considered. It's something we're doing and doing quite successfully, I think, at least at times. But yeah, it's just difficult when you're on scale. And a lot of the very, very good conventional and organic growers in this country, you know, their scale and they need to be able to sell their produce. And as a result, the supermarkets can kind of dictate the price. And that's where the problem lies. They have all the power, you know.
Are you fearful that this might get worse, that the amount of vegetable producers will continue to decrease?
Well, Jesus, or excuse me now, and apologies for that, but
understandable.
I don't know how much worse it can get, to be honest. I think we're at the bottom of the pit here. I mean, the whole industry has been, you know, it's had a ferocious challenges thrown at it. And if you look at the year of production last year in relation to the climate-related changes and the impact it's had on production, especially, and all across all sectors, but horticulture has been particularly badly hit. You know, if you don't have some resilience in the system and you talk about food security and climate shocks, I mean, where is our food going to come from? And, you know, we're an indigenous, grower, like, what am I trying to say here? I mean, back in the day, people in Ireland and farmers, we grew vegetables and we know how to do it. And there's no reason why we can't go back to it. I mean, I think there is support there, but I think fundamentally the pricing aspect has to be tackled, you know, and a fair price has to be paid for the produce and costs have to be covered. And there has to be a little bit left aside for the years when, like last year, you have one of the worst growing years on record ever for, you know, how do you get through a year like that if you haven't got a little bit of money put aside? You know, it's just not going to work. And I think it'd be a very sad reflection on society as well and on the retail side of things if the industry was allowed to languish. I think, and coming back to the point I made earlier, you know, it's something that should be celebrated. We have a green country, we have plenty of water, rainfall, and, you know, that's not something that's a commodity that's not to be taken for granted with the way things are going these days. And, you know, I mean, surely we can find a way to support more indigenous growers. I think in the organic sector, and it's an organic horticultural producer, that's kind of my profession. There's a lot of green shoots and a lot of young people getting into it. It's on a much smaller scale, obviously, but it's nice to see the interest there and people wanting to take the view that supporting biodiversity and sustainability is something that's really, really important, you know. So hopefully we're going to see more of that.
Yeah, Kenneth, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Kenneth Keevy there, CEO of Green Earth Organics.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.